This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. George Hardy is the star of what's widely acclaimed and admired as the worst movie ever made, Troll 2. Troll 2 follows George Hardy's character and his wife and children on vacation in the town of Nilbog. In case you didn't get it, that's goblin spelled backwards. It turns out that the residents of Nilbog are goblins. They turn humans into plants in order to eat them. You see, they're vegetarian goblins, and I guess visiting humans are both free-range and organic.
Who are you?
Who are you? Are you one of the monsters?
Well, I've been called a lot of things, but not a monster.
You're human?
Very human. You want to see? What's the matter? Are you sick?
They made me eat that stuff. I think I'm dying.
They who? Who are you talking about?
If you're still listening, thanks so much for staying with us. Troll 2 is so forthrightly bad, it's become a cult favorite. Fans host screening parties. They show up in full costume and movie makeup. The Troll 2 phenomenon is the subject of a new documentary called Best Worst Movie. And George Hardy, who, in his other life, is a dentist in Alexander City, Alabama, is the star of Troll 2 and Best Worst Movie. He joins us from New York. Dr. Hardy, so nice to be with you.
Thank you.
Tell us, Doctor, how'd you wind up in this film?
Actually, I graduated from dental school in 81, but then I was out doing a postdoctorate program in Salt Lake City and ended up staying for a decade out there. At the end of the 1980s, I had one of my patients that said, Dr. Hardy, there's a movie audition up in Park City. You ought to go up and audition for it. Bottom line, I went up to Park City and auditioned. There were a couple hundred guys reading for the lead dad part, and I ended up getting the lead to the film.
Look, there's no one other than us in there.
But he was there before.
It's got to be your imagination. Or hallucination. Are you still smoking dope, Holly?
I swore I went, Dad.
Look, I want to get up early in the morning. We're still farmers now, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story what's happened with this whole thing.
Well, that's what we want to talk about. Well,
yeah.
Now, we'll mention that Troll 2 was directed by a couple of Italian filmmakers, Claudio Fregasso.
That's right.
And it was written by his wife, Rosella Drudi.
Yeah.
And I guess they thought they were doing a very serious film.
Well, they were. They were taking their script, everything. They spoke a little English, and there was a three-and-a-half-week shoot making a little B-rated horror film. As far as the cast, they picked all non-actors from the area, and with them not speaking any English, we were all trying to do the best we could.
How did they tell you what they wanted you to emote or even how to turn left? For that
well,
matter?
They would have a translator, but even the translator wasn't very good. you just read the script, and I can remember some of the teenagers in the film going, you want me to say this? You want us to say it like this? And they go, do it the way we say, just do it this way.
Get me out of here, Drew. Just get me out of here.
Okay, don't fret.
Hurry before that crazy lady gets back.
You play the likable, lovable dad, and your son, or the young actor who played your son, is now the director of Best Worst Movie,
which is
right?
Really neat.
Now, may I ask if you, until recently, remained in touch over the years?
Well, no. Back in April of 2006, I started receiving MySpace letters or notes to me. And by the way, Troll 2 would be showing intermittently on the HBO and Showtime and all that, and it was showing several times during the day on Showtime. Then finally, a fellow was doing a radio documentary on Troll 2. He phoned me when he calls me. He goes, don't you know about Troll 2 being a cult, world cult phenomenon? And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, well, if you don't believe me, go to IMDb. It's at the bottom 100. Sure enough, I go to the IMDb website, and at the bottom of the message board is an invite to ask all the cast members to come back for a screening in Provo, of which I 2 days later attended. So when I went in the room, I got tackled by all the students there because they loved Troll 2 so much, and they wanted to meet me, Farmer Waits, from Troll 2. From that, I met Michael Stevenson. He said, George, I'm getting the same thing. We need to tell a story around this. And so from grassroots, Michael and I started the documentary, and Michael came up with a great title, Best Worst Movie, and here we are in New York premiering this weekend.
Wow. Dr. Hardy, I gather that there's a Troll 2-2 in the works.
Right. Troll 2 Part 2, yeah.
Troll 2 Part 2, I beg your pardon, yes.
In the documentary in Best Worst Movie, we actually go to Italy a couple of times, and Rossella says she's written the script for Troll 2 or Troll 3. But like the director, Michael Stevenson, says, how can you capture lightning and put it in a bottle twice, you know?
In Best Worst Movie, you see scenes of you going to showings of Troll 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And getting treated like a rock star when you enter the room. But I wonder, does it happen that, I don't know, sometimes you're just walking down a street somewhere and someone gives a double take? And
yeah. Actually, in here in New York, a couple of times I've had some people look at me. But, yeah, it's happened. I was in the Virgin Islands shortly after Troll 2 was released on VHS, and I was asked for an autograph way back in the early 90s, and I just thought, oh, man, this is really wild. And then, you know, like you said, there's a resurgence of these bad films, and it's just amazing. It's how these kids – I mean, some of them come up to me, Scott, and say to me, I watch Troll 2 every day. I've seen it 200 times, or when I'm in the shower, I put it on. Thinking, wow, don't you have something better to do? But it's true. I guess they're just amused by every – it just delivers from scene to scene, you know?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Hardy, thanks so much.
This has been such a pleasure.
The documentary Best Worst Movie is out now in select cities. Boy, I'm sure there are select cities. Troll 2 is available on DVD somewhere.